This hour of the show is brought to you by Sportsman's Bar and Grill. The Jeff Horvitz Show starts now.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome everyone. Thank you for listening. Jeff Horvitz here. Happy to be here with you today. Olivia joins me for at least this hour. See how far we get through all of our news items. How
and you doing? It's like Thursday.
I know, it's zipping on by.
Week. It's weird. It feels like it should be Monday and we're starting and it's not.
Yeah, well, I had off Monday and Tuesday and Mark Howitt filled in for me. Today, though, is July 20th, which is an anniversary because in 1969, Neil Armstrong, first man to walk on the moon. So was that 50? Is it 53 years? 53, 54 years, long time. So we've got some technology items I want to hit on, a bunch of items that are making the news and AI, paying with your, remember what were we talking about? Paying with your like your eyes and stuff recently or something like that.
Oh, great. Now that it's was paying before with just your, in movies.
And yeah, now it's pay with your palm. So I don't know if the folks who got us to the moon and Neil Armstrong and all the, if they could have imagined the world like it is today and the technology they used to get to the moon was like the smartphone
has so much.
Yeah, I mean the smartphone. They would have loved to have had. Yeah, they would have loved to have had have the smartphone. So anyway, I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Plus, I got more on the heat out there, and I don't know what I'd call recency bias when it comes to it's so hot, and everyone's flipping out, and you see all the articles of stress and. And of course, there's deaths. There's always deaths when we get these heat waves, and this one is quite the excessive one, but not the end of the world, as I've been talking about for quite a while. Plus, I've got some updates on the thefts that are going on. Angela and I talked about this pretty extensively yesterday. Now there's even more things happening in San Francisco that I think could spread to the rest of the nation. So we got all that coming up. But before I do that, I want to remind you that Zero Res of Northern Arizona is a great special going on right now. Instead of their normal three rooms of carpet for $138, you actually get a fourth room for the same price. So $138 gets you four rooms of carpet cleaned with their awesome zero residue system. They'll get in there, deep clean everything, all those fibers, and get all that junk. And I've torn out a lot of carpets over the years. You need somebody to professionally come. Believe me, the stuff I've seen underneath these carpets, you want someone, and you want Zero Res of Northern Arizona to come clean these carpets. Take advantage of this. $138. This is a July special. Go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. That's ZeroResNorthernArizona.com, or you can give them a call at 928-378-8888. That's 928-378-8888. All right. Let's see. Let's start with some tech issues. You know, I like Terminator, the movie.
Yes, I did pick that up.
Yeah, have you seen that? Did you see that one? Well, you didn't see Terminator because that one's rated R, and that one's pretty graphic. I think you saw Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Correct? Mm-hmm. So James Cameron, he wrote Terminator and came up with all that. He's now saying, I warned you guys in 1984 and you didn't listen regarding AI, artificial intelligence. Because, you know, the Skynet takes it, the computer becomes self-aware. Takes over, and all hell breaks
which
loose.
There's a ton of stories like that, but they've always just like seen like stories. But a lot of people knew that would like someday happen if things kept going the way they
were. They become self aware.
Now it is happening.
So he says, I think the weaponization of AI is the biggest danger. I think that we will get into the equivalent of a nuclear arms race with AI. And if we don't build it, the other guys are for sure going to build it. And so then it escalates. And that's referencing other nations. I mean, Russia does AI. China does AI. Everybody's in this battle. If we don't do it, then they'll advance it. And next thing you know, there's robot soldiers on the field, and then we don't have that. Or there's computers computating huge amounts of data, and we don't have that. So we're in the beginning stages of that going forward between nations. Cameron went on to say, you could imagine an AI in a combat theater, the whole thing just being fought by the computers at a speed humans can no longer intercede, and you have no ability to de-escalate, he continued. So that's pretty scary. I wonder if you could, like, a safeguard, like a plug You know, just one plug to pull it out.
Well, a lot of times that's been the solution.
Pull it out. Yank the plug.
Turn it off.
Minority Report. Have you ever seen that movie or that book where you have pre-crime? So now Japan is deploying pre-crime style, quote-unquote, behavior detection. So before you do the crime, they're analyzing through technology and through artificial intelligence, perhaps your future bad intent.
Wow, that sounds like it couldn't possibly fail.
That couldn't go wrong. This is from ReclaimTheNet.org. What they're doing is, obviously, there's cameras all over the place already. They have cameras that are capable of, quote-unquote, behavior detection and facial recognition. However, in a bid to protect privacy, only the former will be utilized, so facial recognition, a decision in alignment with recent EU regulations that limit, we're talking about EU with Japan, limit the use of facial recognition due to potential privacy concerns. So if they're going to use the facial recognition, they'll eventually use the previous one, the AI and all those other things. So I think this is all coming. I was reading stories, not in Japan, not in Europe, but here in America, where people have been wrongly placed at crime scenes and the police were using facial recognition. And these people there was no other police work done other than the facial recognition said, I'll just use you as an example. Olivia was in Detroit and she committed this crime. We have her on camera, facial recognition, and they go and arrest Olivia. But it turns out later the person was easily able to prove that that wasn't them, that they weren't there. But they didn't even do the basic research.
So there was obvious evidence.
Yeah, obvious evidence. Yeah,
proving them innocent.
That they were innocent. Yeah, but the computer said, yeah, facial recognition, you were there, Olivia. Let's get the arrest warrant. We're going to go get Olivia. So arrested in jail for days and then had to, come out and prove.
They have a hunch it's this person and whoa, that confirms it.
Well, yeah, but what if you weren't able to prove that and it really wasn't you that was there? You didn't have backing up information.
Bad.
Yeah, I guess too bad. You got a warning from Google on your laptop.
Oh yeah, when just as I in. Like pulled up something.
Yeah, pull that up. What did it? What it's asking you if you want to participate in AI. It's gone.
Yeah, I don't know where it went, but it was basically like, congratulations, you've been selected to be part of an AI like installation experiment.
Were you able to opt out or anything?
Well, it was just like find out more or X. So
okay, well, Google's testing AI tool that is able to write news articles now. Google's testing a product that uses artificial intelligence technology to produce news stories, pitching it right now to news organizations, including New York Times, The Washington Post, and The Wall Street Journal, News Corp as well, according to three people familiar with the matter. So now you might just get news stories. That's just, you are getting that.
I do have the thing now.
No, what's it say?
You have been selected to be one of the first few to test new AI features in Google Workspace. And then the option is X or sign up for labs.
Labs.
And I'm like, labs?
It's a little sketchy when you're part of the labs. Did you exit?
Yeah.
You didn't sign up for it?
No, I was like, that's okay.
You'll pass on that. Another one here on technology before we move on. Pay with Palm from KTLA. Amazon is announced Thursday. It's rolling out its Pay by Palm services in Whole Foods market stores across the country, making it possible for customers to use their palms for purchase without a wallet or a phone. Let me look at my palms here for a second. What a fingerprint. I mean, I guess the palm print has the lines on it and all that as well. So where did they come up with this? And why not like a forehead? You just go to the counter and you're like, it's so expensive. And you just boom, put your head down on the counter. Sometimes when you leave these places, you want to put your head down on the counter. You're like, it costs so much. Your thoughts, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. I wonder what, there's not like Neil Armstrong. There's only a couple people who survive. Who are alive, I think, who walked on the moon at this point. It's been a long time, and we're finally, I guess, going back to the moon within a couple years, but just to wrap back to what we started with. But the differences in technology, I'm actually excited about returning to the moon if we actually make it and this actually happens, which it's supposed to. It'll be pretty cool. Maybe it'll be a unifying moment for the country. I don't know. Maybe people would just be like, whatever.
The first was.
But it was so new, and now it's been done already, and everybody...
A more unifying moment could be landing on
Mars,
like,
or something.
Yeah.
But everybody's... They've I want to see it in high definition and real time, and, you know, with the high definition camera. Back then, yeah, it was black and white cameras and all that, and to watch that. But I don't know. Nowadays, everybody's been so introduced to technology, and they've seen the moon on hundreds of movies. I know it's not the moon, but it looks just like it.
It's
seen Mars,
really close.
Mission to Mars, this movie to Mars, you know, and all these things. So it looks...
So it's nowhere near as impressive
because
it's not the newest thing.
And nobody had that...
Never before seen.
Yeah, no, this was back when Star Trek was cool. And well, Star Trek's still cool. We still like to watch Star Trek. But there was a different vibe going on in the country back then. So I wonder what it'll be like if people will be watching... Besides a core group, and people will be like, oh, this is really awesome. Or, will this be a unifying moment like it was in 1969 when Neil Armstrong walked on the moon? Love your thoughts. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Well, it's not as far as the moon. It's actually pretty close. If you want to head on out to Williams and check out great Route 66 there, all the shops there in downtown Williams, enjoy a lot cooler weather than a lot of places throughout Arizona right now. Then stop on by Miss Kitty's Steakhouse, get a great steak, get a great meal. So if you're there in the afternoon into the evening, or if you go there early, they have breakfast from 7 a.m. You can get a great, great portion of breakfast, really good food there at Miss Kitty's Steakhouse right there in Williams. And don't forget to say hi to longtime mayor of Williams, John Moore, who owns Miss Kitty's, obviously. He'll come on by. You'll probably see him there, and he'll say hi. And I hope we get out there pretty soon, too, to get a good steak. All right, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, you've got a couple of cool things going on out there at Timberline Firearms and Training. July, a great July special.
Celebrating our independence with two big specials at Timberline Firearms. First one, you can shoot for as long as you like. No more one-hour range limit. So
24 hours.
Well, there's always fine print in our normal operating hours on our normal days that we're open on the day of the purchase.
Yeah, okay.
You can shoot for as long as you like, and we encourage people to practice and be good, safe, responsible firearms owners. And then we've got safes. With Liberty Safe, we got a big delivery of Liberty Safes in just last week. A large variety available for you to select from. And if you bring in cash, you save 3% automatically.
Okay. That's
not
a good
to
deal.
Mention that you're only paying county sales tax instead of flag tax.
I still got
tax.
A gift card. I got to get out.
Please
there.
Do. Come yeah. on out.
And you do those gift cards too. So if people are looking like present for anything coming up for a loved one or whoever, or me.
A great way to make sure your loved one gets something they like, get them a card so they can come out and pick it out themselves.
Okay, cool. So July range time when you go in there that same day, stay as long as you want and get your practice in.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Sounds good. Timberline Firearms and Training is 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
We did get some really good brownies.
Oh, yeah. Just before the show, we're just like hanging around in the kitchen, and Mom's finally like, do you need
And we're like,
something?
We got to go. We got to run.
Like,
we got to run.
There are brownies in the oven, and we can't possibly do the show without eating those.
We needed the energy boost. But what's special about this is, as you know, we've been working hard on our garden this year. This is normally not my thing. She's like, oh, they're vegan brownies. I was like, oh, no, it's going to taste like cardboard. Like, she's not here today. And we've had those before. We get some kind of vegan bar, and you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
Who eats
like,
this? Can I just put some?
I don't think this is worth it.
Yeah, like, get the Tabasco or something. Put something to give some life to this thing. No, but we've got a zucchini bonanza going on right now. It is insane. We try to pick them when they're small because those are good for stir fry and for... You know, just cooking up for dinner, right?
But then you find one, and you're like,
yeah, like, I didn't even know that was there. Yeah, they
2 feet long.
The thing they get like within a week after that small edible size, it blows up. It's like it's huge. We had one that was 2 feet long that we picked yesterday.
And it was huge. It was a really weird one. It was just like, I don't think we've ever run a ZT that was like that long.
So anyway, thank you to Angela for the brown. They were very good. And I've never had zucchini brownies.
You never
brownies.
Said that. Yeah. But yeah, they were really good.
Yeah, really, really good stuff. Tonight, corn, our first. We, a little early, needs maybe another week, but we did find about a half dozen that we picked yesterday, our first harvest of corn here, and we're going to be cooking that up tonight. So I peeled it back a little bit and just ate it off a little bit off the cob, and it was actually, you could eat it right there picking without even cooking it. So.
And then we also had like a smaller quantity, but still some. We had a lot of them for dinner last night. We had peas.
Yeah.
We had our onion tops. I don't know if we're going to.
The bottoms are going good.
Roots soon?
Yeah, yeah, they're getting pretty big. Onions and carrots are getting
tomatoes.
Big. Tomatoes.
We have some big ones still growing. We have a bell pepper.
Bell pepper. One. And a ton of lettuce.
Lot of lettuce.
It's going good.
Carrots.
If you can get into gardening even a little bit, we used to call them the Victory Gardens back in way back. I think it's a good thing, especially anytime. It's good for learning how to do this stuff. It's good. It's just really, when you bite into a tomato that's from the garden especially,
you can't.
It's like a burst of flavor.
You know, maybe it's not a good idea, actually, because you eat a homegrown tomato and you can't have one from the store again. So
you'll never.
Just be prepared to not be getting them.
I almost
anymore.
Don't buy them from the store because when you grow them yourself, they're so flavorful. And the other ones in the store, it's like,
no that?
Nutrients
That's not
or something.
A tomato.
Yeah. All right. I want to hit on a couple of housing issues here, real quick. But before I do that, you're looking for a good mechanic? Do what I recently did. Big Jim over at Crazy Country Boys Services was able to, this is actually for Isabel's car, able to fix that AC system. You might need that right now. Maybe your system needs to be recharged. Crazy Country Boys Services can do that. They can fix just about anything you throw at them. You know, nowadays with the way new cars are, they're becoming microchips on wheels. I'm really keeping our older cars going and keeping them in really good shape. So I rely on Big Jim over at Crazy Country Boys Services because I don't know. I think we're getting to the point where they're adding so much tech to it that it's practically, you guys rented a car when you're in Iowa. Mom was saying, take the wheel, a hand off the wheel, and it was warning you.
It's like yelling at you.
There's like all kinds of warnings all the time, and you're just trying to drive, and it becomes almost unenjoyable. So there's a lot to be said about keeping those old cars going. And Crazy Country Boys Services, they'll be able to do that for you. Give them a call, 928-607-9753. Got something going wrong with your vehicle. Crazy Country Boys Services will be able to help you out. 928-607-9753. All right, couple things on housing. June home sales drop to the slowest pace in 14 years. And here's the reason why. It's not that people aren't looking for homes. It's that the existing homes, there's short supply. There's just not a lot of homes for sale on the market. So less availability of any product, in this case, houses. And then people are still looking. There's still that demand for the product,
but then
for the house.
People don't want to move out.
And people don't want to move.
It's hard to.
Well, plus you think about moving and you're like, here's what I suspect is happening in a lot of situations. People are sitting on a home and a lot of people there's a lot of people that move within their community. Maybe they want to go to a different neighborhood. Maybe they want to upsize, downsize. Whatever the situation is, yeah, they move and they're not moving super far. There's a lot of people that do that. And they're looking at it saying, well, if I sell my home, I got to buy another home at the new higher price probably. And yeah, I'm going to profit pretty good from the sale of this house because I've owned it for 5 years or 6 years or whatever. But I just refinanced this thing a year, 2 years ago, and I got a 2.75% interest rate. And now if I go get a mortgage, I'm going to be paying 7%. So I think a lot of people are looking at that, and that's a big hurdle there. So anyway, bottom line is June home sales were 18.9% lower compared than this time last year. That's the slowest sales pace for June since 2009. 2009 was not a good year. Remember, that was the great financial crisis and the housing market collapse and all of that. But this is something totally different. This is not because there's a housing market collapse. This is because there's a total lack of availability of homes for sale. We do have Kelly Broaddus coming in, I think might be in a week or two. So my understanding from just talking to her by email is that the higher end homes and people who just, hey, I got a lot of money, I'm going to buy whatever, those things are flying off the shelf. You get down into the middle range now, and it's definitely not moving as fast. So I think this really jives with what she's saying. Quote here from chief economist for realtors, there's simply not enough homes for sale, bottom line. So there you go. One more on housing. This isn't exactly housing. Let's just call this general property, general construction. In this case, commercial real estate. I don't know if you all remember this, but several years back, and I made quite a stink about this, you had the NAU Foundation or whatever it was called. They bought a bunch of those commercial properties along Milton Avenue there. I think it was the Granny's Closet, which was a restaurant that a lot of you are aware of. Then there was the other one that had the pawn shop and the Chinese, like the buffet right there. They've been sitting there. This is a long time. They've been sitting there basically boarded up. It just looks awful.
It really does.
It really does. It looks like there's not a lot of abandoned boarded up buildings in Flagstaff. There is not availability. So there is a lack of commercial space, lack of residential space, you name it. Well, they bought this up because it borders NAU property, right? So I guess I get that, but then it's sitting there forever. They're finally supposedly going to demo it and get rid of the buffet.
Are they putting something there?
No, just demoing it. They're just sitting on the land. They're just sitting on the land. So maybe an eyesore will be gone, but a lot of money floating around at the good old NAU, right? Yeah, so there you go. All right, so those will be demoed. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. All right, you want to get into the heat?
Oh, yes,
because everybody wants to hear about heat when they're out there sweating. But what I did is I went back, and when we come back, we'll get into this. I went back and looked through some of the historical records because we keep hearing about how it's basically
record-breaking.
Yeah, record-breaking, end of the world. It's so different now. What is this one? There's like a heat. Let me find this. There's like a heat czar. Oh yeah. The city of Phoenix has a chief heat officer.
Oh,
let's talk about shocking. They're talking about how to save Phoenix from the heat. Where did these people come from? Did they not know when they got here that Phoenix was hot
in
already?
A desert?
So now you have the government and these bureaucrats saving you from the heat.
Woo! Just like they always do.
Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans.
You're listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Olivia's here with me. Yeah, the man, it was an article and then like a video or whatever from the New York Times. So take that for what it is. I just love when the New York Times is reporting on happenings in Arizona.
Are you just looking at the pictures from your apartment?
they're in some skyscraper over there looking at it, trying to figure out what's going on in Phoenix. And it's just, okay, the man trying to save Phoenix from record heat. Here's some of the lead into this. As a historic heat wave, remember it's historic now because it was like 18 days over 110 yesterday or day before or something.
And they just like that word and slamming it in front of whatever else they can.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Makes a good headline.
You know, we dealt with this during the historic winter. Remember when it was the second snowiest winter, when at the time it was like the eighth snowiest winter? But they changed the metrics in which they measure these things.
They just kind of twist things around so that they make a record just to have a record.
They do, just to get the headlines. And at the time, we wound up having the fifth snowiest winter on record. And in fairness, the record goes back to 1889. So that's not really...
It's like the world did exist before. Yeah,
that is not a very long time in the history of the world. All these records, it's like, especially out west, it's even a shorter period.
I know.
Because, you know, a lot of these places weren't settled till the 1800s. And prior to that, you know, Native Americans weren't keeping records on temperature. And so we have no record other than, I don't know, go back and look at tree rings, things like that. And, you know, people do that. But not to get precise temperatures. So what they did is, over 110 degrees is now the standard. How many days over 110? Not 109, not 111. I presume that like in a year or two, it'll be like over 105. over 106, you know, so that way they can get a new record quick, because sometimes it takes decades to break, to re-break these records. So they had, they're claiming it's been over 110 degrees for 18 plus days now. Although I was watching the temperature from where they measure, from Sky Harbor or wherever, and right in the middle of the 18 days, there was 2 days when it topped out at 108. So I'm like, okay, I guess we moved the thermometer that day. I don't know what happened there.
Top 16 days with over 110, but then we can just throw in some 108s there, because that's
or just
really
move
close
it behind the exhaust of a jet plane or something. So anyway, as a historic heat wave grips much of the world and the United States, and I mean, is that true? Is much of the world in a historic heat wave
right now?
You guys, okay, where were you? Just 2 days ago.
We were somewhere we thought was going to be much warmer than it was. We were in Iowa.
Iowa.
And we were like, it's like 75 there. Huh. We're expecting it to be in like the 90s. What? We're a little cold some of the time.
Yeah, you're like bundling up.
Places.
So it's like,
we didn't pack right.
These people put much of the world. I mean, how does any rational person dispute that and say, oh yeah, there must be, because the New York Times is saying it. And there you are in Iowa, which this time of year in July, anytime you get outside the West, you head east, it's hot and humid, hot and humid. 75 is unusual. So what happened there? I guess we don't talk about it. That's not the rest of the world. Iowa's not the rest of the world because it's not in a big city. You can't see it from your tower in New York City, I guess. But anyway, no city has become more emblematic, come on, people, of the crisis than Phoenix, where temperatures have exceeded 110 degrees for the past 3 weeks.
Phoenix is a crisis.
Now we're at 3 weeks. Right, it's not even at 3 weeks yet, and they're already saying it's at 3 weeks. So anyway, today the Chiefs, the city's chief heat officer, how do you get that job? I'm the heat officer.
I think we exist just to make fun of what these people come up with.
Yeah, I mean, the heat officer, the chief heat officer, David Handula, discusses how the city is adjusting to the new reality of chronic extreme heat and whether we are adapting to it fast enough.
It's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, I'd just be a heat officer. Heat chief officer.
I can see the city of like Flagstaff. We need a cold officer.
Oh, yes.
For the winter. We need, but that doesn't fit in their narrative of, you know, it's never going to be cold again, so we wouldn't need it. We're going to need a heat officer in Flagstaff as well.
They'll just have to, like, look over us if we're getting, like, blizzards and negative degrees.
So they put out warning. You know, you think about this. Somebody's actually getting paid to be the chief heat officer and come up with what? What's the plan? What adjusting to new reality?
What are you going to do?
I'm speechless here. What does a heat officer do? Adjusting to the new are they going to create like a dome over Phoenix, be like the Jetsons, or are they going to have like a bunch of misters going
air
over?
Air condition everything.
So I think what we've got is, like I said earlier, recency bias. It's hot now, so it's always hot. Even though just 3 weeks ago we had that cold snap. 4 weeks ago now at this point,
we were remarking about, wow, it really hasn't warmed up as much as
it really warmed up slow this year into June. It took a long time. You had some freeze warnings, and people lost plants and stuff in not early June. That happens sometimes, but this was the middle of June, and we're like, yeah, this is a really cold and cooler than normal spring. What did we just forget that happened? And prior to that, it was a wetter and colder winter than normal.
And now it's a hot
summer. So anyway, I wanted to, and by the way, recency bias is a cognitive bias that favors recent events over historic ones, a memory bias. Recency bias gives, quote, greater importance to the most recent event, just to define that.
I think I know a few people who have that.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, so here's some of the temperatures. I pulled up the Phoenix area. And I'll leave it on the big screen for you here. I went back to 18, I believe the records go back to 1889 and adjusted it to, this is just for high temperatures for July. So it doesn't have the days in a row, like they're all talking about above 110. I can probably get that data, but just for simplicity purposes to show you that this is pretty normal. If you haven't lived here for very long, maybe you don't know that, or maybe there's recency bias and people are just forgetting this. But the record for July, it was actually in 1995, it was 121 degrees. It's pretty hot, right? The record that was just set recently for that day or whatever, but the highest temperature so far this month for July in Phoenix is 119, which is number 2 on the record books for Phoenix, right? Now, there's not much difference between 119 and 121. It's rotten. It's rotten. Then you look at the high temperature for July down in Phoenix, a bunch of them at 118, a bunch of them at 117. And we're not talking all just, there was quite a bit in the early 2000s, but going back to 1983, 116 degrees. There's some in here from the 1940s, back in the 115, 116 range. 1933, high temperature in July. 1930, both of them, 113 degrees. So you can scroll through this list. And the reason why I did this and want to point this out is because it's been hot in Phoenix since they've been, it's hot in Phoenix and nothing is different. Now, what I would argue here is back in 1930 when it was 113 degrees. So about 6 degrees lower than this year's second highest temperature of 119, right? Phoenix was tiny. Phoenix didn't have the concrete holding in all that heat and causing it to be even hotter, in my opinion.
And the blanket of smog.
This is a small town at that point. You wonder if they had all the concrete back in 1930 when it hit 113, would it have been 120? So nothing, here's my point. Nothing has changed. They want you to think it's changed, but nothing has changed. They are deceitful and misleading in the way they present and the way they, just the way they present the data, the way they take it all in. Yeah, it's all about the, they don't even put the fine print in anymore. And then you see things like this. So this is from 12 News out of Phoenix. Feeling more anxious than normal? Question mark. Doctors say the extreme heat could be to blame.
Always looking for something to blame.
You were stressed when you guys took off from Iowa or took off from Phoenix to head to Iowa.
Oh, right. Because the plane is staying like really low right after we take off. And we're like,
well, yeah, it took a long time to get off the ground because of the heat.
Yeah. And it was like really bumpy and everything. And then coming back into Phoenix, we were more expecting it, but it was turbulent again because of that dry,
hot
air.
It's rough, I'll tell you what, trying to take off in that hot weather. All right, Olivia's got a story, though, on Death Valley. This one's interesting. Hang tight for that. If you're thinking about buying, I think I'm on the wrong one. No, I'm on the right one here. If you're thinking about buying physical gold and silver, call my good friends at Desert Gold Exchange. Justin and his family company, based right here in Arizona, they keep the overhead low. They pass those savings on to you. I've purchased from Justin and his team multiple times now. I think this is a great insurance policy against a lot of the insanity that's going on there when it comes to the spending. Whether it's local, I mean, Phoenix has a heat czar. What's it called? What was that called again, Olivia?
I don't know.
Yeah, you can't remember now. Heat officer, chief heat officer.
Oh, that's what you meant.
When cities are pumping money into things like that, you want to have a little bit of physical gold and silver because who knows what they'll come up with next. Call Justin and his team. Mention the Jeff Orbit Show, by the way, and get a free investor's kit. 888-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343. Now, Death Valley got pretty hot. What was it,
126 degree heat.
Like just the other day?
We
went through there.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
we went through there a couple years ago.
It is a hot place.
Yeah, it's below sea Nothing level. New. It's very hot there. They're warning people not to hike. I would say
like
that's
a top hiking.
There's actually, I've seen a lot of pictures online of people going there because it's this hot. They actually want to take a picture.
Well, that's like the only reason that
it's social media.
People really do it.
Well, they want to go there and be taking that picture next to the showing it's 126 degrees to post it on social media, which is fine if you break down or something, though. That's rough stuff right there. Anyway, some dude decided to take it to the extreme.
So ABC 15, this is the headline. Darth Vader runs Death Valley in 126 degree heat. So then the article, John Rice says temperatures inside his mask can reach 180 degrees when running the Darth Valley Challenge.
Darth Valley. They do this in the hottest time?
Obviously. I guess so, which is like, I can't imagine why, other than what we were saying, just to do it. But
the Darth Valley. So he wears, he says 180 degrees in his mask. So he's right there, going, burn your lungs out.
It's terrible. Stop making me imagine it.
Yeah.
So with record heat stifling, oh yeah, and they're littering the comments of the records all in this, but with record heat stifling the southwestern U.S., John Rice embarked on what is likely one of the hottest miles ever run. Last week, Rice ran a mile while wearing a Darth Vader costume in the middle of Death Valley. Rice completed the mile as the temperature hit 126 degrees. Believe it or not, it was not a record for Rice. Mm. In 2013, he ran when the temperature reached 129 in Death Valley. This was the ninth time Rice completed the Darth Valley Challenge. So I guess this has been going on. I have no idea what you could do at once and get 180 degrees in the helmet.
Yeah,
and then do it again. You don't
die. Yeah, I mean, shocking. That's just, it's, people get killed doing stupid stuff like this, and you get some money or something. Is it like you just get the brag? And I ran through Death Valley in the.
You do it in the heat. Get the fame.
I think the highest temperature there. I've got some discrepancies here as to the highest temperature on planet Earth. I thought it was Death Valley. I need to look into this a little bit more, but there's another one showing up here at 135 degrees. But anyway, 134 degrees is the highest temperature, I believe, recorded in Death Valley. 134. What's the difference, though, between, at that point, 124?
I know, it can't feel too much hotter, really.
Yeah, at that point, you know, what's really the difference between those when you get that hot. All right, I love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Go ahead and send us an email. Maybe you send us a picture of your Darth Valley.
Yeah, recommend it if it's good.
We don't recommend that. Hang tight, back in just a minute. Is the Biden economic disaster hitting your household a bit harder than you expected? Is inflation killing your personal budget? Now, Just Wireless was here for you in 2009, and they are here for you in 2023. Why would you pay full price for a new smartphone when you can get a great refurbished phone at Just Wireless and save a whole bunch of money? Or if you're like me, I've taken my smartphone to Just Wireless to get it repaired. They've taken care of cracked screens, charging port problems. They can also change out that battery. Check out Just Wireless's two locations in Flagstaff, across from the Flagstaff Mall, and also on Milton Avenue, right as I-17 comes into town. Stop on by today and see how your hometown, locally owned cell phone guru can help you save money. And also check them out at JustWirelessAZ.com. That's JustWirelessAZ.com. Yeah, a couple updates here for you from yesterday's show with Angela, especially on this Jason Aldean thing and his song. I think it's backfiring on the rabid leftists that want to cancel everything. If you get a rock chip in your windshield, remember to always call Diamond Auto Glass first, especially before you make that auto glass claim. Here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop, answer their calls, and then they, of course, are going to try to route you to their shop, which is probably going to cause you delays, probably going to even take a lot more time and money to replace your glass. Call Diamond Auto Glass, a great Northern Arizona company based right in Flagstaff, right there on 4th Street. They'll take care of it for you. They give you a great price. And if you've had windshield replacement with Diamond Auto Glass before, getting that rock chip repaired is included. It's free. No appointment necessary. Just zip on in. Usually takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Always call Diamond Auto Glass first at 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com. The fire. There is a fire going on. Let's update on that real quick.
Oh, yeah. Northwest of Heber Overgaard, the Guzzler Fire. It was lightning caused and is currently 1,250 acres. They're trying to contain it, burning pinyon, juniper, and grass. And people aren't evacuated yet, but they're on the set stage, so ready to go.
We need to get that monsoon going. It's just
You've
delayed.
Been saying it's been coming for a month. Oh, it's here. Look, do you see those
I see
clouds?
It. I see the clouds. I'm like, build. It's going to happen. And it's just, here we are, you know, what, two-thirds of the way through July at this point, and nothing of significance. I mean, there's been a little bit, but now you're also getting the lightning issues. So you get a little bit of buildup.
That's true.
And so I just hope we make, I'm getting that feeling that we normally feel the end of June and into like the 4th of July where we're like, monsoon's just about to start, and then we get a fire like a week before. So be careful out there with any, you're not supposed to have any fires outside, cigarettes, dragging chains, things like that. What happened with this, this McDonald's one?
A Florida jury awards $800,000 to family of girl who suffered second-degree burns from dangerously hot McDonald's McNugget. This is the Blaze.
I don't know about this one. I mean, they said it was 200 degrees, the nugget.
And then McDonald's was protesting 160 degrees, because okay, that's like the safe.
Well, you got to have it 160 degrees so you don't get food poisoning or bacteria, mm-hmm. whatever. And they say that the McNugget fell in the kids, like between the legs or something.
Yeah, it's a 4-year-old girl. She dropped one of the chicken nuggets onto her lap, and it got wedged between her car seat and leg for about 2 minutes. The hot McNugget burned her thigh, leaving the girl, quote, disfigured and scarred, according to the lawsuit.
Okay, and suffering, traumatic, you know. What's that called? Pain and suffering.
So they were seeking $15 million in damages. The family said the girl still has a scar on her inner thigh from the, quote, unreasonably and dangerously hot McNugget. The parents said their daughter, who was autistic, suffered emotional distress.
Okay, look, I feel bad the kid got burnt by an overheated McNugget. I really do. Now they want McDonald's to put warnings on and all kinds of training for McNuggets and this and that, right? I mean, it's like remember the coffee? The coffee's too hot. Person got lawsuit back in the 80s
or 90s.
Yeah,
they referenced that in this article. And also, this is saying that this happened in 2019. So how many years has this been wasted?
Oh, yeah. These lawsuits take years and years. Here's the point. You got a scar in your leg. Okay. McDonald's pay for the medical issues, right? I mean,
I got a scar from 800,000. Maybe I should sue.
Yeah,
them.
Right. $800,000 though for something like this, going for $15 million when this is something that probably should have been, in my opinion, it's like pay for the medical bills, you know, and we're gonna fix the way we do this, and you know we're gonna give you some free nuggets going forward and make sure we do it right. You know, something like that. That's amicable.
$15 million though to ask.
All right, I'll have updates next hour and much more. Plus, email comments, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. We're always looking for that as well. And please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It is free. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show on your favorite podcast provider. Hit subscribe. We'll see you soon. We'll be back soon. You know, it is a beautiful time of year to take just a nice 30-minute drive from Flagstaff West onto I-40 to Williams. And why don't you pop in and say hi to former Mayor John Moore at Miss Kitty Steakhouse in downtown Williams on Route 66. Miss Kitty Steakhouse features a huge variety of steaks. I absolutely love their steaks there. Every time I go out to Williams, I stop by Miss Kitty Steakhouse. I've also got a great selection, great menu of poultry and fish. And they're open from Monday. Oh, they're open every day of the week from Monday through Sunday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also, don't forget to check out Miss Kitty's Steakhouse breakfast menu. First class breakfast between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. all throughout the week as well. For more information, you can go to MissKittySteakhouse.com. That's MissKittySteakhouse.com on those busy Friday and Saturday nights when everybody's going out to see Old Town Williams right there on Route 66. Why don't you call for a reservation at 928-433-5889. That's Miss Kitty's Steakhouse in Williams on Route 66. All right, this hour of the show is brought to you by Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. Another hour starts now.
This is the Jeff Horvitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome back. Jeff Horvitz here. Hour two of the show. I've got coming up here in just a second, Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb. He's running for the U.S. Senate seat as well, a race that everyone's watching. Hey, real quick, last hour I was talking about this with Olivia. Hottest place, the record, was Furnace Creek, California. We were saying Death Valley. I think that's just right outside Death Valley, 134 degrees. We're not there yet. It's not, you know, it's hot. It's Arizona, and I've given you the numbers, and everybody acts like it's always the end of the world. and you get tired of the media that blows everything out of proportion all the time. It's Arizona. It's hot. All right. Love your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. But if you want to cool down, head on up to Sportsman's Bar and Grill, voted best sports bar in Flagstaff, just north of downtown, right there in the Bash's Shopping Center. It is, where are we at, Thursday? So that means sliders. They have great sliders there. They've got a great $4 menu, actually. You can get Pozzoli. That'll heat you up a little bit. Plus, they've got great drink specials as well. All the TVs up there for all your sports action. It's air-conditioned, too, so you can cool down, get a nice cool drink, enjoy some games up at Sportsman's Bar and Grill right there just north of downtown Flagstaff. All right, I do want to welcome back to the program. It's been a while, and I'm glad to get you back on. The sheriff for Pinal County, Mark Lamb. Mark, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Thank you for having me back on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, where do we start? I mean, we'll get into the Senate race because you've thrown your hat in the ring on the U.S. Senate race for the Republican nomination. You've got Ruben Gallego on the Democrat side. He's a little further left of you, to say the least. Yeah, understatement. Then you got Kyrsten Sinema, who has not announced yet, but she's out there raising money. So I expect that'll happening soon. Let's talk, though. I mean, you're a sheriff. You deal with crime. You deal with all the problems you're seeing out there. I like to look at California. I was talking about a story yesterday about chaining up freezers in California because people are stealing the frozen pizzas. Now you've got no cash bail in Illinois, so the whole state, you just walk. Security gates at self-checkout kiosks in San Francisco. Is this stuff spreading throughout the country? Are you seeing it in like Pinal County, or are we more isolated here in Arizona?
Well, I mean, look, Arizona failed it in certain spots, but in Pinal County, we're doing good because we enforce the rule of law. We've got a good prosecutor. We've got a sheriff's office that if you break the law, we're going to hold you accountable. And people want to live in a community like that. They appreciate our efforts from the sheriff's office, and we work hard to protect them. And I think that's one of the biggest issues, not just facing the citizens of Arizona, but America are very concerned about just how we just continue to undermine the rule of law, not hold people accountable. And it's making our communities more and more unsafe, which is what makes me a really good candidate for Senate, is that I understand the importance of the rule of law and what it takes to make America safe.
What is it that's driving these people to do this in places like this, Mark? I mean, they've got to know that it creates lawlessness. Is that the goal here? Do you see this spread? I mean, you've got, what's his name, Newsom in California, who was originally, I think, the mayor of San Francisco. He's possibly could be a presidential contender going in here. Someone you might have to work with if you got to the Senate. And what's going through the head? You watch this stuff.
Well, I don't know what goes through their head because I'm not a liberal. So I don't know what goes through their head. But what I did hear from this president when he was campaigning was, he said he wanted to reinvent America. And when you talk about reinvent America, one of the strengths of America, what makes us different from all the other countries across this world, is our ability to maintain the rule of law and enforce the rule of law. At least it has been. And so if you talk about changing America, the face of America, then you start talking about undermining the rule of law. And in one of the places we're seeing that the most is right there on the southern border, that open border. It's flooding our communities with people from who knows where, what type of people they are. Some are criminals. Some have bad intentions. Some could be terrorists. You know, right now, 15% of the people that are coming into this country are Chinese nationals. I mean, these are very concerning issues for us, not to mention the drugs that are coming into our communities and killing our women, our children, our loved ones. I mean, this is just unacceptable. And I, for one, don't want to see the rule of law deteriorate any further than it already has. And so when you ask me why, I don't know why, but we can't afford to find out why.
Yeah, well, looking at like Sun Tzu, you know, no, I don't want to say know your enemy, but know your opponents. It's like trying to understand what's going on in their head, I think, is really important. And on the open borders issue as well, I mean, you're dealing with that all the time. We're dealing with that throughout not only Arizona, but the entire nation. Have you noticed, how has it changed, I guess I should say, under Ducey prior and then now dealing with Hobbs, but then also Trump to Biden? What shifts have you seen, Mark?
Well, under President Trump, let's start there. You know, the border was the most secure we had seen it. In the last year that he was there, there'd only been a little over 400,000 people apprehended. You know, now we're hitting well over 200,000 a month and have consistently been. I think they estimate there's probably about 6 million people that have come in this country over the last 2 years with this administration. Many of those people have bad intentions. They, you know, there's 85,000 unaccompanied minors that came to this country that are missing. That are, their government doesn't know where they are. And they're trying to downplay it by saying, well, we've only released 19% of them have been released to people that weren't family. 19% of 130,000 is almost, what? It's almost 30,000 people. You know, that is a lot of people, that a lot of children that have been let go to people. So the border was much more secure. We saw much less drugs. The cartels were much less powerful. They were making a lot less money. And, you know, Governor Ducey, he was pretty good about working with us. He was great working with us in law enforcement. I will give it to Governor Hobbs. She has met with us twice. However, we just haven't seen any help from this governor's office. We've talked, but there's been no actual help when it comes to securing our border. I think they have a desire to protect the communities. At least I hope they do as a governor's office. But we just haven't seen it unfold into any actionable money or items or issues. It's all just been talked so far.
And we're talking with Sheriff Mark Lamb, who's running for U.S. Senate for the Republican nomination. What do you do? Okay, so I talk to a lot of people in Congress who come through here, and the ones who are, especially in the Freedom Caucus, who tend to be pretty open about how frustrated they are. We were just talking with Congressman Andy Biggs on the program, and they're really frustrated. They don't see any action happening, even within the Republican Party. You know, Democrats are hopeless on this issue when it comes to border security, but even on the Republican side, we see that there's not a lot of action happening.
You're 100% right, and Congressman Biggs, great congressman, great man, great representative for Arizona, and one of the true fighters in Washington, D.C., he's right. We haven't been failed by just, you know, people from the Democrat Party. We've been failed by Republicans and Democrats. The people we've been sending back are just not fighting for the people. That's why I recognized when I started seeing, I didn't want to run for this office. This wasn't on my to-do list. You know, I like being sheriff. My wife and I just felt compelled to do this. We realized that Arizona needs a proven conservative fighter, and that's what I've been doing for the last 7 years. I've been a proven conservative fighter for Pinal County, and I want to take that same enthusiasm, that same fight. I want to take it to Washington, D.C. and protect the entire state of Arizona and roll that out throughout the country. Like you heard, Congressman Biggs, they need help out there at Washington. They need fellow proven conservative fighters.
I believe you, Mark, and I believe a lot of people who come through here. You know, Eli Crane and I had this conversation not too long ago, and then when you get there, you get into the grinder, and people, it's hard to move any needle because there's so many people within that system. I've seen it year after year. It's like we send people there, and it's just the Washington, D.C. meat grinder just grinds people up if you don't play ball with the establishment.
You know, I'm not going to mislead people and tell people that I think I can change the world. Look, I'm one person, but
yeah.
I would ask anybody out there listening right now, how many, you know, and I often ask this question, how many people stood in front of the tanks in Tiananmen Square?
Mm-hmm.
One guy stood and he changed the dynasty. So don't discount the actions of just one person. You know, there are people there that want to fight. And what I learned from being a leader in a big agency in this state and having been a sheriff for 7 years, 2 terms, 1-2 elections, is that people will follow a strong leader. They will follow somebody who is willing to stand up and push back against what everybody else is saying when they want to be authentic and stand up for doing what's right. I've proven that. I stood up against the lockdown. Half these things I stood up for, I was alone. I stood against the mask mandate.
Yeah.
I stood against the vaccine mandate. You know, and I've consistently stood up for things that I felt were right. And I'm going to take that same idea. And look, if I'm so lucky as to, for the people to choose me to represent them in D.C., I'm going to do what's right. And if they want to vote me back in for a second term, they can do that. But I'm going to do what's right no matter what. and I'm not looking at winning elections. I often say, may God give us men and women with a mandate higher than the ballot box. And I want to have a mandate higher than the ballot box.
Let me back you up on something, Mark, because you did stand up on the COVID lunacy out there. That's when you were last on the show, I believe, and all the mask nonsense, all the shutdowns, all of that. So many people did not stand up, and it was so frustrating when you were out there fighting every day. I was out there fighting every day. And then we learn that we were right, that on many things, that they were wrong. The expert class was wrong. It seems like we're being led by the expert class, the expert media, all the time, and they are consistently wrong. I don't know how anybody watches or believes or listens to these people anymore going forward.
They're not experts.
No.
Look, the science they point to are the same scientists that tell you that men can now have babies. Like, if that's the science you're following, I'm here to tell you it's just not true. You can't. It's not physically possible. God didn't intend it that way. And so these scientists are many times bought and paid for. They're being incentivized by pharmaceutical companies or whatever have you. So guess what? They're going to give you the science that whoever's agenda they want you to follow is, that's the science they're going to give you. That's why we focus on following the Constitution in Pinal County. That's why I think we need senators and elected officials that are going to follow the Constitution. That's what I followed. And I felt I was right. I'm no scientist, but none of it made sense to me. And in the end, we were proven right. But a lot of it was just following Constitution and giving my citizens the freedom that their God-given freedoms protected by the Constitution.
All right, we're talking with Sheriff Mark Lamb, who's running for U.S. Senate. Your take on the look at the spending, okay? 2019, the federal budget was, let's call it, just over $4 trillion. Now it's $6+ trillion. Defense package just went through. Instead of holding it flat at, let's call it, 800 billion-ish, they raised it up even more. There was a lot of woke stuff in there. Several members of the Republican side, not enough, but people, especially in the Freedom Caucus, were pushing to get rid of the wokeism, also to end the money that's going to Ukraine. They added more, millions and millions and millions of dollars. We've pumped billions of dollars over to Ukraine. Meanwhile, bridges are falling apart, dams are falling apart. I mean, you name it, and it's all borrowed money, Mark. Where would you be on that issue, especially with the money going over to Ukraine and this Ukraine-Russia disaster that continues on?
Well, I think the spending is completely out of control in this country. You know, what they do is they create jobs oftentimes by creating government jobs, more bureaucracy. I think if you asked any farmer, any rancher, any business owner in this country, they would tell you there is far too much bureaucracy and government overreach. We saw government overreach at its finest during COVID. These are all things that we've got to have people that are willing to roll that back. Congress has the purse strings. We've got to start holding a lot of these government organizations and bureaucracy accountable. You know, the spending in Ukraine is out of control. We don't want Russia to win, and we don't want Russia to go over into Latvia and one of these NATO countries where we have to send troops on the ground. But Joe Biden, this is just another situation where he has bungled it. Instead of doing it right, like President Trump sent Stinger missiles to Ukraine, you know, instead we're sending cash. And I just don't see that as the right answer. And I think the majority of Americans are fed up with that and don't feel comfortable with it. We don't feel like there's the oversight that needs to be there. But in the end, the answer to the question is there's far too much bureaucracy. The spending is out of control. They continue to spend like drunken sailors, and they're completely in debt, and they have no more money. And instead, they want to put on 87,000 more tax IRS agents to come out and squeeze us for more dollars, more tax dollars that we're already paying.
A lot of people, quite frankly, don't have. With inflation and everything that's going on, they don't have this money, and they keep squeezing for more and more. Mark, let's talk about the Senate race here real quick. I mean, the country will be watching Arizona once again. I know people out there are like, hey, it's July and it's 2023, but this is this is happening quicker than people can imagine. You're out there on the campaign trail already. This could very well determine, you know, who controls the Senate. And obviously you've got presidential race mixed up in all this stuff as well. How do you see it? How do you see this all breaking down when you have what's looking like a three-way race with a Democrat, independent, and a Republican?
Well, I see me winning. I think the people of Arizona, want, they want somebody who's authentic. They want somebody who's a proven conservative fighter who's been doing it. They want somebody who stands up for the values, who's not afraid to push back against, you know, this ginormous government that we've now allowed to happen. Certainly well beyond the scope of what the founding fathers intended for us as free citizens. So I absolutely see this going in a big victory for us and us taking the state of Arizona back, taking the Senate back on a national level, and then taking the presidency back as well. All of these things, I think the Americans and especially Arizonans are ready for that authentic, proven conservative fighter. And I'm that guy. And one more thing, Jeff, like the biggest issues facing Arizonans are the border, crime, and the economy tend to be the top three issues. Two of those issues, there's not going to be any other candidate that will bring the expertise that I bring to deal with those two issues. And then as far as the economy, I'm a regular guy. You want a guy that feels the effects of these decisions made in Washington, D.C. I'm that guy. Like I basically live paycheck to paycheck. And, you need somebody, and I'm a former business owner. I've run an agency with a $55 million budget with 600 employees. You need somebody that understands how to run an organization, who understands the value of the dollar, and who really understands the value of that hard-earned tax dollar of the American citizen.
All right, Mark, and I'll put this out there. Everybody's welcome. All candidates, the willing are welcome to come on the show. I've been doing this for a long time, and a lot of times, unfortunately, we don't get the other side, the Democrats. We'll see what happens in this race. And I will say this, too. My listeners know this. If the Republicans get full control again, to me, this is my last kind of, okay, guys, take control. You got the Senate. You got the House. You got the presidency. Well, are we getting rid of the Department of Education? Are we getting, you know, are we reforming or redoing the FBI or getting rid of that? I mean, there's a lot of things that we keep being promised election after election. And as we've seen in the past, sometimes they get control, or in the past they have gotten control and they didn't follow through and do these things. So for me, and I think a lot of folks, it's kind of the last hurrah before you kind of lose hope and say, okay, it's just Republican talking points to get elected.
I agree. And look, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I don't sit here and tell you that I can fix all the problems. I will fight to reduce government. That includes the Department of Education. I don't think we need that. Let the education be dealt with the state. That should go by the wayside. Clearly, we have a two-tier justice system that needs to be fixed. We have some rot and some corruption that exists in these federal agencies, including our law enforcement agencies. We've got to figure all that out and cut it out and dig it out. But you're certainly not going to do it with the party that's put us in this position in the last 2 years. Both parties have put us into this. Nobody's innocent.
Yeah.
But this last 2 years, we've been in hyperdrive. And look, we're on our way to socialism. And I agree with you. We don't do it this time, we're in big trouble. Like Ronald Reagan said, there is nowhere else to go to find the freedom that we have here in America. Only in America do we teach our children to hate our country. You know, some of these people teach their children to hate this country. I don't. My children love this country.
Yeah.
And only in America do we allow people to be so discontent. But I fight for their right to be able to say what they want, whether I agree with it or not, because that's their constitutional right. Half the things they say and do, they wouldn't be allowed to do in most countries in the world. No. And yet they complain about America. So
exactly.
Look, if we lose this, there is nowhere else to go. And they won't like the outcome of socialism. They won't like that one bit. And so, look, I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight to the bitter end. And I think America is still, it is still redeemable. It is still salvageable. And we need people that aren't afraid to go back and do that. And I've put my name in the hat. And look, it's nothing fun about it. They trash you. They trash your family. They take your kids and trash them. They everything they can do to try to destroy your life, all because I just want to serve my country. That's it. I want to serve my community. I want to serve my country. And I want to restore this country to what the founding fathers gave us.
All right.
And so hopefully that's enough for it to earn people's votes. But if not, go back and look at my proven record.
All right, Sheriff Mark Lamb. Hey, we'll get you back on. I appreciate it. And there's nowhere else to run. You can't even run to Canada anymore. You will get arrested for speaking out. That happened recently up there on the transgender issue and a pastor. Mark, hey, I appreciate it. Best wishes to you. Talk with you soon.
Thank you, Jeff. Talk to you later.
All right. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hey, don't forget about the great specials going on at Timberline Firearms and Training right now. And the one special that I want to really highlight here is normally you go and you get 1 hour of time at the indoor range, which is air conditioned, by the way, and great shooting range, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. But now you go in there and you buy your time and you can stay as long as you want that day, you know, so it's great. They're going to close eventually and you're going to have to leave. So you can't stay there forever, but you can stay there long enough to sharpen your skills. Plus, Timberline Firearms and Training has some great training courses available from new to firearms, in the middle, all the way to expert level. They've got the Stop the Bleed course. Call them up right now. Book these. They go very, very fast. That's 928-526-7900. Timberline Firearms and Training at 928-526-7900. Take a quick drive 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall and go check it out. Hang tight.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
You know that I recently had the blinds replaced in my house. And when we decided to get this done, obviously we called my friends at the Blind Brothers and we weren't going to deal with anybody else because this is a great Northern Arizona company. They don't use subcontractors, so you know who you're dealing with. Now, the Blind Brothers came in. They laid out all the options for us. We picked out, my wife Angela and I, a great set of blinds. They gave us a great price. We opted to have them do the installation, which they can do for up to half off the price, as well as any other advertised specials. It's a great deal. They came in, they took out all the old blinds, got rid of them, hung the new blinds. They work perfect. We are very, very happy. I want you to do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free estimate at 928-634-2423. I know you're going to be happy. That's 928-634-2423. Or go online. They have great monthly specials at theblindbrothers.com.
Listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
I know it's early for candidates, but I put out the invitations to all of them as time goes by, and we'll get them all in. And what I've done in the past, if you're new to the show, I create an election section on the website. So last time we had election 2022. After the podcast goes up tonight, we'll create a new election section because Mark was the first one of the candidates, and we've got more. I think we've got Walt Blackman, who's running for LD6, coming in. I think that might be next week. I put all the interviews up, and so this will be election 2024, we'll call it, right on the top bar at talkwithjeff.com. And hopefully, like during the last election, for example, we had Kerry Lake in probably 7 or 8 times. So you can see and go back to all their interviews and we hit all different points and you can see, are they changing as the election goes on? Are they staying the same? You know, are they true to their word? Are they full of it? And then after they get elected, you can find them too and see if, you know, are they holding up to what they said they were about and what they're going to do. So I think that's really important. So we'll get that election 2024 section going, right here. I think we should have that up by tonight, if not tonight, by tomorrow. Zero Res of Northern Arizona has a great special going on right now for July. Four rooms of carpet. Normally it's 3 rooms for $138 for carpet cleaning. They got a 4th room that's included free just this month, but you got to go to ZeroResNorthernArizona.com right now. 4 rooms from Zero Res of Northern Arizona for $138. Get those carpets cleaned professionally. Trust me, you the stuff that gets in these carpets, you think you're going to rent that little cleaner from wherever, or you're going to buy that one for $100 and it's going to do the job. It is not. Zero Res of Northern Arizona, they'll take care of you. Call them if you want to book this as well, 928-378-8888. That's Zero Res of Northern Arizona, 928-378-8888. Plus, there's another special here, 20% off on fiber protectant. Call them up, find out all about that. Again, Zero Res of Northern Arizona, 928-378-8888. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show. You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I've got some updates from yesterday's show. I'll check the email as well. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Send me a comment on anything. I'd love to hear from you and love sharing your comments. Love reading your, even if I don't read them on air, I take all of your comments into account. Even if I don't reply, I do see every single one, believe it or not. Let's get to those updates here in just a second. I mentioned to you last hour that the housing sales, home sales, have dropped to their slowest pace in 14 years. Because this is from CNBC. It's a shortage of supply. The existing homes, there's not enough. People aren't moving. People aren't selling. So there's just not enough homes out there. So the supply has been drying up. Look, when it comes to markets like this, you really need the absolute best in your corner when you're talking about selling a home and when you're talking about trying to get top dollar for your home. You need to call Kelly Broaddus with the Broaddus Properties Group, brokered by eXp. She's been doing this for a long time. And if I was selling a home, and you're listening to someone who is a real estate professional, myself, an investor, but also someone who has been a realtor in the past. So if I was selling a home right now, I would call Kelly Broaddus and rely on her expertise, her experience, her knowledge, dedicated professionals she works with as well, who brings you every step of the way through list to close, complete transparency. And it's, you know, it's a complicated process, especially you might not sell a lot of homes in your lifetime. You might not buy a lot of homes. This might be your first home you're buying as well. She does helps people purchase homes as well. Call Kelly Broaddus. She'll help you out. 888-446-5602. That's 888-446-5602. Or go to northernarizonafinehomes.com. Okay, let's see. COVID, I've been talking a lot about this recently because nobody ever got held accountable to anything. Mark Hout was talking about COVID earlier in the week when he filled in for me what's going on in Canada. Sheriff Mark Lamb was just mentioning, where do you go in the world if the U.S. fails, if the U.S. falls? You hear people all the time saying, I'm going to run north to Canada. I'm going to Canada. No, you're not. Is Canada's become this socialist dystopian nightmare up there, right? And they crack down on people. They're cracking down on pastors still for opposing transgender surgeries, especially on minors. They crack down on the truck drivers and all that. Well, we don't want that to come here to America. So anytime there's some accountability that kicks in for the COVID hysterics that went on and all the bad things that especially government did to we the people, we do want to point that out. So here's one, and you wouldn't think this would happen in Idaho. And I've had on James Wesley Riles from Idaho, who's he has a great blog, survivalblog.com, all kinds of tips from gun ownership and handling guns to farming to gardening to retreats. I mean, on and on. I really enjoyed when we had him talk about the what's called the American Redoubt out there, which is Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, parts of eastern Oregon and Washington, places especially in eastern Oregon and Washington that would like to split off from that state and join Idaho. So you wouldn't think this is a real conservative area. You wouldn't think that they would have had the COVID hysteria and the craziness like some of the other liberal places, like especially California. But there's this place called Moscow. That should be a sign there. And I went through Moscow, Idaho. Oh, what was that last year? Year before when we were up there, I loved Idaho. I loved Montana, especially northwestern Montana. But Moscow, Montana, is kind of like Flagstaff, sitting in a, you know, surrounded by a lot of conservatism, but a college town. So it's a liberal college town, and they have to pay now $300,000 to three Christian churchgoers who sued the city of Moscow after being arrested for not wearing masks at an out. This is the thing that you just want to take your head and slam it against the desk. They were not wearing masks at an outside service, an outside church service. This was during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Gabriel Wrench is the person who was actually arrested for daring not to wear his mask at in Moscow, Idaho, at this church service. He told Fox News, quote, "I'm in a conservative state, but I live in a liberal town, and the liberals had no problem arresting me for practicing my religious rights and my constitutional rights," he said. "But my Republican governor also didn't defend me either. If you look at what's going on in Canada, I think America's 10 years, at most 20 years behind Canada if we don't make significant changes." That's what Mark Lamb was just talking about too. So this is, we keep hearing it's the last chance, it's the last chance, but we're getting really close to the last chance here to fix this. And sadly though, and the point I was trying to get across to Mark is, I think his intentions are good. I've met him a couple times, had him on the show twice now. I think his intentions are good. It's just what happens though when people get to DC, what happens when they come up against that machine? Talk to Andy Biggs about that. You know, the machine just, they'll grind you up. You make one mistake, talk to Eli Crane about that. Recently made a mistake, grind you up, right? And it's real hard to, for, it's real hard to be the lone voice in the wilderness sometimes, especially, you know, you've got all the members of Congress and you have 30 that maybe stand up on these big issues time and time again. So yeah, we're not too far from Canada. And I actually really appreciate what Mark Howitt did on the program on Monday with really highlighting what's going on in Canada. And what he was getting at, and I think it's worth listening back to that podcast from Monday's show. I don't know if he stated it this way, but what he was getting at is, here's all the stuff going on in Canada. Warning sign, watch out. And I think this guy who got arrested here in Moscow, Idaho, Gabriel Wrench, is spot on. You got 10, 20 years at most. And I think he's being pretty liberal with the time frame. I think a lot less. And it's like California. I like to highlight what's going on in California because I think that bleeds over to Arizona soon, right? And the rest of the nation soon. What happens in California tends to spread throughout the rest of the nation. So anyway, he got from the city, what was it, $300,000. Good. Good. I think that's more of a valid lawsuit than the McNugget one that we talked about, the $800,000. I feel bad for the kid that got burnt, but really. Anyway. You got Illinois. I think I mentioned this with Mark Lamb as well. First in the nation, they just passed this thing, no cash bail in Illinois. So the new law, judges across Illinois will not require those charged with a crime to post bail. So the first in the, so if Illinois is going to do it, next is California, next is New York. Next, you got 25 states that are letting people out, no cash bail. They're probably going to skip. And then the next thing you know, they wind up in Arizona or Idaho or somewhere. So they're going to be ordered, they're going to have to release them from jail while they wait to trial with no recourse really to call them back. Nobody has to post a bail, so nobody's going to lose their house if these people skip, et cetera, et cetera. The only exception is unless the judge determines them a threat to the public or a flight risk. That's okay. We'll see how many judges come up with that. So another update here. Yesterday, I told you about California and San Francisco in particular, how they are chaining up the freezers. This was this is so, I would close my doors if I was, and a lot of places are closing and boarding up their windows in San Francisco, and this is spreading to other places in California. They're putting chains across the freezers because people are stealing cheap items like frozen pizzas, frozen burritos, things like that. And they're just walking out. And now there's this push, and I think it passed the California Senate, that disallows anyone that has more than one employee or more. They are not allowed to confront someone stealing. Like the business owner will get in trouble if their employee confronts someone stealing. So you see a pizza shoved under in their pants or something, right? Or burrito, you confront them on that, you're the one that's going to get in trouble. The other person, they're probably not getting in trouble if in San Francisco, especially because, no, this is throughout California, $950, you don't get prosecuted basically for if the value, so your $8 pizza isn't going to qualify. So there's no reason to not rob things. There's nothing to hold bad people back in these places like California. Well, here's another one. So San Francisco, you won't even be able to buy groceries in a place like San Francisco soon. So Safeway stores are installing security gates, and I'm surprised they even have self-checkout, you know, the self-checkout kiosks that you see everywhere. They actually have to install like security gates now at these kiosks in a bid to thwart thieves as the city crime rates soar forcing many retailers to shutter. That's the headline from the Daily Mail. So yeah, why would you, as a grocer, why would you want to, people are going to get a self-checkout line. Half the stuff they won't even ring up. They're just going to walk out with the stuff. And with the law being the way it is, like I mentioned earlier, $950, you don't have any penalties. You don't have any, you don't have to worry about going to jail or anything if you steal. So you go to a grocery store, you steal $300 worth of stuff. No big deal. You just walk out with the cart. So yeah, we'll see what happens there in San Francisco. It's going well so far. Remember Newsom, if he runs for president, this is a guy that was mayor of San Francisco. One more here. After the program yesterday, I opened up my old iPhone and I went to the Apple, what is it called? iTunes Store, and I downloaded the Try That in a Small Town song from Jason Aldean. If you didn't listen yesterday, we broke the Angela and I broke this one down during the last part of the show. Jason Aldean, his song "Try That in a Small Town." He's basically saying, "Hey, you know, you're gonna cold cock a female. You're gonna rob someone. You're gonna spit in police's face. You're gonna burn the flag. You know, this is no, you're not. Try that in a small town. We'll show you what we're gonna do about it." Song's been out since May. No problems. Nobody said anything. Nobody said that Jason Aldean's racist or this or that, or at least not in mass. But then last Friday or so over the weekend, the video came out and he happened to be singing in front of the Tennessee courthouse, a Tennessee courthouse where there was a evil, horrible lynching that happened back in the 1920s. I don't think Jason Aldean knew about that. He said, you know, the production company says, "Hey, we book things in front of this." They've cited other movies, multiple movies that have filmed in front of there. But now it's a big deal because he interlaced in the video. He flashes to the Black Lives Matter movement back in 2020, where people were rioting, looting, and causing carnage throughout the country. And he shows a bunch of images and flashes it. Well, that drew the left went crazy. They pulled him from CMT, the country music channel. And everybody's calling the boycott Jason Aldean. And it didn't work. Yesterday when I downloaded that song, and let me go check right now and see where it's at. It was the number one download in America on iTunes. So I imagine that you're going to be seeing it on the charts in a big way. Let's see. Yep, still number one. Try That in a Small Town. If you have an extra $1.29, go down. I think it's worth it because Jason Aldean is holding his own. He's saying, no, I'm not racist. This song is not racist. This song is about protecting our communities. This song is about respecting police, respecting law and order. I think that we have to continue to support. That's why I had no problem spending $1.29. I don't know where you buy your music, if you buy your music anymore, or go watch the video on YouTube. I know some people don't want to do YouTube. Wherever you do your videos nowadays. And I think it's well worth sending that message that, this didn't work. This didn't work. Your call to boycott and cancel this guy is not working. He hasn't backed down. And when he sees he's number one on the charts after putting out a good song, by the way, it helps encourage other people to not buckle to this leftist mob that continues to try to cancel everybody who they disagree with. Your thoughts, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Always love hearing from you. Hey, if you're going to refinance your home, do what I did. I did this on an investment property. Actually, I called Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. Look, if you're thinking about maybe refinancing as well to consolidate high rate credit cards, be careful because you can be misled by a lot of those teaser interest rates you see online. Then they jack you up on all the fees and all that. Call Kim Dawson first at Nova Home Loans. I think she's going to save you a lot of time and save you a lot of money. Now, Nova Home Loans is Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender. They make decisions, local decisions, like a bank. And they're also a broker, though. So Kim Dawson can have and find you and get you access to all the best programs out there, save you money, save you time. You also get a pre-qualified letter from her, pre-approval letter, I should say. It's like having cash in hand. Sellers want to see that. They want to know that you're serious. Whether you're purchasing, whether you're refinancing, call Kim Dawson at 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. By the way, mention the Jeff Horvitz Show. when you work with Kim Dawson, you get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. That's Kim Dawson at 928-310-6458. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242, Equal Housing Opportunity, subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Back in a moment.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Now, here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try to route you to their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop on by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading, and it'll save you from a costly windshield replacement. If you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, as I have, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointments necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, always call Diamond Auto Glass first. 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com. All right, that's it for today. I hope you'll join us tomorrow for the, I can't believe it's the end of the week, weekly roundup tomorrow. And it's you know, I took off Monday and Tuesday, did that big hike through West Clear Creek Wilderness area. So short week for me. I hope you join us, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Remember, that is free. Subscribe, put a great comment on there. Help us boost that up there. Talkwithjeff.com or look up the Jeff Horovitz Show on your favorite podcast provider. Have a great, safe night. See you tomorrow. Is the Biden economic disaster hitting your household a bit harder than you expected? Is inflation killing your personal budget? Now, Just Wireless was here for you in 2009, and they are here for you in 2023. Why would you pay full price for a new smartphone when you can get a great refurbished phone at Just Wireless and save a whole bunch of money? Or if you're like me, I've taken my smartphone to Just Wireless to get it repaired. They've taken care of cracked screens, charging port problems. They can also change out that battery. Check out Just Wireless's two locations in Flagstaff, across from the Flagstaff Mall, and also on Milton Avenue, right as I-17 comes into town. Stop on by today and see how your hometown, locally owned cell phone guru can help you save money. And also check them out at JustWirelessAZ.com. That's JustWirelessAZ.com.